God. I mean, tell me how good. Tell me how good 90 Day Fiancé is. How are you not in love with this season? I know a lot of people at the start were like, this season isn't any good. I don't like it. Every damn episode, I go back and forth. Can anyone tell me, too, what is with Shida? Like, does this woman not know? I mean, does she not know that Tinder exists? Get this woman on Bumble. Get her a deal with Hinge. I mean, there are so many other people out there. Why are we still with Bilal? I can't take it. I can't take it, especially after Bilal's ex-wife came through this week. Oh, my God, to talk to her about the prenup. Can Shida get a lecture from anyone else? Do you think the producers behind the scenes are lecturing her as well? I mean, this poor woman, it's like, hello. I mean, what did this woman do? Meanwhile, I mean, oh my God, everybody else, it's just, it's bananas. So we have a ton to cover. Welcome to TLC Talk, which goes down every single Wednesday. So many of you have discovered me from TikTok. I love you. Let's TLC Talk, shall we? That's what I always like to say to my TLC talkers. Every single Wednesday on The Sarah Fraser Show, I recap the biggest shows from the TLC universe. Okay, so that, of course, includes 90 Day Fiancé. A lot of 90 Day Fiancé this week. And I Love a Mama's Boy, Welcome to Platteville. You guys know I had to jump on last week. If you missed it, on Thursday I released, wow, I mean, there's just so much to talk about. But anyway, on Thursday, I actually released a special podcast episode because Kim and Barry Plath last week, after Wednesday's episode was posted, did announce that they are officially separating after 24 years. Hello! You can go back and listen. I give you all my hot takes on it. All I will say about Welcome to Platteville is I predicted 3 years ago I wanted to see these kids basically, you know, free themselves from the parents and then go do drugs and like have hot sex. I think we're seeing it. We're seeing it. And if you don't believe me, follow Micah Plath's escapades in Los Angeles. Yes, we live in the same city. No, we have not run into each other. Isaac Plath is there hanging out with his brother. They're drinking on the beach. Micah Plath is always posting pictures of him working out with girls, renting a Lambo. Okay, Welcome to Platteville checks are coming through, honey. All right. Micah Plath is out there renting that damn Lambo for he and Isaac. So I it's interesting. Micah Plath looks like he's really gonna be the breakout celebrity. I think he's gonna get into acting. My guess is he lands a could you see him in a Marvel Universe film? I could see him in a Marvel film. Now, can he act? I have no clue. But anyway, he's hot. He seems like he's growing on social media. He's really popping off. You know, Mariah's like a little bit more subdued. Ethan and Olivia are in Paris for the summer. They look great. They were just in Normandy. I mean, I follow all these people's lives. Honest to God, I mean, if you ask me when they shit and eat, I probably could come up with their routine. I mean, I do. I'm obsessed. But it was kind of shocking. And I will tell you this, my prediction on Thursday's episode, you can listen to it because we have to talk about something else, some breaking news that I found out. And you're only going to hear on the Sarah Fraser Show in regards to Patrick and Thais. But let me finish with Welcome to Platteville. You know, a lot of people are very confused on blogs and other places like Reddit, everywhere else. Why are Kim and Barry Plath separating? No one can seem to really get to the bottom of what is the issue. I can tell you right now, we're not going to get a resolution until season 5. I mean, this is the ultimate. Do you think they're going to cancel the show now? I doubt it. I don't know what rating. I have no idea what ratings are. Where TLC was very vocal about the ratings for I Love a Mama's Boy, which are huge, by the way. Bigger, I Love a Mama's Boy season 2, we're on season 3 right now. Season 2 was getting 1.4 million, 1.3. I mean, that's bigger than Housewives per episode. That's an enormous, enormous audience. I think TLC shows, for whatever reason, I don't think their audience is as social media savvy. I think they're a little bit older. They skew a little older, which is why maybe a lot of TLC shows like Platteville, Mama's Boy don't get as much attention as 90 Day. But man, huge ratings. I have to think. I mean, Welcome to Platteville, and I love the show. I'm a loyal fan from season 1. A little bit is like watching paint dry, you know? I mean, it's a little boring. The first couple of seasons, I mean, we're out like, it's like Little House on the Prairie, you know? We're running through the fields. We're jumping on a horse bareback. I mean, the kids are like looking at a Coke can for the first time in awe, like it's the seventh wonder of the world. I mean, this season is jam-packed. These kids are at strip clubs. I mean, they're getting lap dances. Ethan's picking up other women's numbers. We're borderline swinger for Ethan Elimino. It's so good. I've got to imagine the ratings are off the charts. Anyhow, you're not going to get a resolution to what is really behind Kim and Barry's marriage for a long time. My guess is Kim is, you know, this isn't Kim's first rodeo. From everybody that I've ever interviewed, I'll say this a million times on this podcast, Kim has wanted to be famous and wanted that family to be famous for many, many years. And it's happening. It's happening. All right. So let's move on from Plathville because we have a lot to cover with the 90 Day World. Patrick and Thais, I broke the news on Thursday with a special podcast episode. We do now know the name of Patrick's ex-wife. So if you didn't hear this, Patrick and Thais, of course, were introduced to us on season 9 of 90 Day Fiancé. And Patrick, it had come out in blog, Starcasm had picked it up a while ago, that Patrick was married prior, but we did not know his ex-wife's name until now, until, you know, thanks to a Sarah Fraser Show listener who found out details about his wedding. And also it kind of explains why Patrick may not have wanted to get married in Vegas. He actually married his first wife in Las Vegas, divorced her in Texas. Okay. The marriage, they got married in 2017. They divorced in 2020. A lot of people asking me to look into if he cheated on his wife. No, the timeline doesn't even overlap of when he met Thais. Also, I have been in touch with Patrick. I just messaged Patrick. I said, look, I've been given these marriage certificates. If you want to see them at the Sarah Fraser Show on TikTok, you can see them from Clark County, which is Nevada, and that's where Las Vegas is. So he was married to Taylor Lump. Taylor Lump was also a professional weightlifter. She still is. She's actually remarried. You can find her on Instagram. Very attractive. And I just hit up Patrick and I said, hey, do you want to comment? You know, this is her name. Obviously, it hadn't been published prior. And people are sending me your divorce agreements, all that stuff. And he just said, yes, we were married. It was my starter marriage. And, you know, we're now divorced. So it was as simple as that. But he did comment and he had not commented ever before on his prior marriage or anything. I mean, when we were introduced to Patrick, all we knew about was the doping scandal, of course, that he was a part of. There's even a book about it, which I hear from a source that does not want to be named. The book about Patrick. Oh my God. Patrick Mendez. Let me look it up. The book that is about Patrick Mendez was actually written by somebody at the time that was a friend, interviewed Patrick, and then ended up writing a tell-all about his doping. And the book, I mean, I don't have a lot of interest in the whole weightlifting world. I mean, Patrick apparently was like unbelievable. He was kind of a trailblazer in showing his workouts and, you know, kind of going on YouTube and really showing all aspects of it before anyone ever did that. The article's on barband.com, by the way, and the author is Jim Rutter, if you're at all interested in the book. But it really talks about Patrick's doping in detail, how he got away with it for years. And there were many, many more doping allegations than what were brought up on just the brief beginning of 90 Day Fiancé. There's an entire book about it. So if the book, you can just Google Jim Rutter. He's the author of Weightlifting Coach and Author, if you want to find the book. So there you go. Also, the other huge news from the 90 Day space that we have to talk about is Corinne and Paul. So it's Corinne and Paul from 90 Day Fiancé. You might remember this couple. They have two boys together, Ethan and Pierre. They were actually on season 1 of 90 Day Fiancé. I'm going to get into that. I have to thank a couple of sponsors. Guys, you know I'm still giving away Sarah Fraser Show t-shirts. I only have about 10 left. Thank you to all who have frequented and purchased from my sponsors. This is my full-time gig. So when you buy from any of my sponsors and you make an appointment, boom, you help the show. Just screen grab that. And then I've been sending t-shirts to everyone that supports the show. Also, if you want to just even post about the Sarah Fraser Show publicly on your Twitter, your Facebook, I will also send you a t-shirt. So thesarahfrasershow@gmail.com if you'd like one, and I will get my loyal fans a t-shirt. Today's episode is brought to you by Horizon Fibroids. If you're in Maryland and you're struggling with fibroids, hey, 80% of us will have a fibroid. 80% of women will have a fibroid by the age of 50. They're painful. They can cause bloating, long periods, heavy periods. don't suffer in pain. HorizonFibroids.com. And Dr. Will Neem is a top fibroid doctor in the state of Maryland. He's unbelievable. Three locations in Rockville, Germantown, and Frederick, Maryland. You can see if they take your insurance. You may need a referral. And if you're having a hard time getting a referral from your doctor, just email me, because Dr. Neem is known to do free consultations to see if you can help. Even though we all love our OBGYNs, your OBGYN may not be telling you all of your fibroid options, like uterine fibroid embolization, which is a low-downtime surgical procedure that often removes fibroids. So horizonfibroids.com. Dame products. Guys, time to buy some sex toys and hot lube from Dame. I love me some Dame. Dame is known for their unique products. In fact, their products are so unique, so amazing. They have invented Ava, which is their first and most iconic product. It's a first-hand free couples vibrator designed to enhance partner play without getting in the way. Their Air is a suction vibrator designed to get you there fast. They have massage oils as well, and their massage oil is an all-natural full-body massage oil formulated for arousing with arousing ingredients. It's amazing. So use my code TSFS to take 15% off your first order at DameProducts.com. Sex is better when everyone is enjoying themselves. I mean, can't we all agree on that? Like, who's going to argue with that? Finally, I make a point on this show you can't argue with, okay? Use my code. I always hook you up with a discount. TSFS. Take 15% off your first order at dame.com. Okay, so Paul and Corinne, you've probably been following this drama. Friday went viral. Paul and P are missing since June 8th, 2020. The fuck? 30 days. We didn't hear about this? Missingandexploitedchildren.com put this up. A lot of people thought Friday into Saturday this was fake because there was no Amber Alert issued. So if there's no Amber Alert, my understanding of the way an Amber Alert works is that they don't believe the child has been kidnapped, like is in danger of being seriously harmed. Okay. So obviously they knew that Paul had taken Pierre, right? Is my guess, is why that was never issued. Now, of course, this starts to go viral. People were like, hey, have you seen this? Have you seen this? And it was true. Louisville, Kentucky police put out a statement. They said, yeah, we've been looking for him for over a month. And then Paul is all over social media saying that he's been traveling because he's fallen on hard times, and he's traveling all up and down the East Coast from North Carolina, Pennsylvania, New York, Maryland, looking for odd jobs, and he had to take Pierre because Pierre has separation anxiety. What? And then on top of that, we find out CPS has taken Ethan. And now, by the way, so this story does have a resolution, which is Paul's parents reportedly drove 8 hours to where he was in Pennsylvania, it can't be 8 hours from Kentucky. They drove from Louisville, Kentucky. Okay, look at me. Okay. No, that doesn't make sense. I swear, this is what's being reported, and I'll get to that whether you believe blogs or you don't. But anyway, what's being reported is Paul's parents drove a period of time, whether it was 8 hours or 10 hours, to pick up Pierre. Now, a lot of people are saying because criminal charges are waiting for Paul back in Kentucky, he has not gone back to the state and doesn't plan to. Paul went all over bloggers. He was on bloggers. He was talking to bloggers. He told bloggers not to speak to the press. Then he went and did a TMZ interview. I've reached out to Paul for an interview. Have not heard back. And he said, oh, I'm going back to Kentucky. This is going to be resolved. This is just a domestic dispute between he and Corinne. We hadn't heard from Corinne. Now we've heard from Corinne. Corinne went on her social media, her Instagram story, and said, hey, I can't comment on this story. Don't believe the bloggers, and the kids are okay. Now, from what everybody is saying, the kids are with CPS. Why did Paul and Corinne lose the children? I have no idea. People said, well, can't they stay with the grandparents? I don't know why they can't stay with the grandparents. I know nothing about the system. What I saw from people's comments, and again, this is all hearsay, is that lots of times the state will not let the kids initially stay with the grandparents because they know the grandparents will just give them back to the parents. I have no idea if that's true, okay? This is just all the timeline. Paul's timeline makes no sense. He posted a video that he and Pierre were at the beach like the day that this popped off and went viral. Then the next day he's like outside some gun shop basically saying, this place sells t-shirts and hats. Huh? I mean, okay. Like that's a P.S. Are you back in Kentucky? I mean, what's going on? You know, how about an update on the kids? Paul and Corinne, neither one of them have given an update. I think it's really sad. I haven't followed this story beyond what has popped. Like, I never was a fan of theirs to begin with. A lot of people feel like they look at Paul and the elevator doesn't go all the way to the top. I'll let you decide what you think on that one. I never got into them. Again, it was season one. We're on season nine. I think I watched some other thing where they were trying to like make it work or whatever. They obviously haven't. A lot of people say their divorce is not finalized. Very toxic. A year or so ago, Paul accused Corinne at the time of stealing a child of one of their boys. It's a huge clusterfuck. I'm just curious what it is that is so bad that's gone on between them. I mean, I would think it's got to be some serious shit that those kids have been surrendered to CPS. So we'll keep you posted as I get more information. You know, I understand what Corinne's saying. Like, there's so much misinformation out there. Hopefully I'm not spreading any. And by the way, hopefully this isn't adding to it. I'm trying to just write what's... And I think it's a good reminder that, of course, we should all be... I talk about these shows because I love watching them. I think that it's brave of these individuals, and many of them want to be famous, so they're doing it for self-serving reasons. Believe me, that's not lost on me. But I think a lot of them are genuinely sharing their lives. We also know, like, if they have businesses like Bilal or Jabri and Miona want to be famous. I mean, it helps with all that, right? So it's self-serving at times. But I do also think a lot of the times these individuals are sharing their lives. We know. I mean, here's an insider info. I've heard this from numerous TLC talent that have been on my podcast. Ben Rathbun just said it when he was on last week. We're seeing like two or three. I mean, they shoot 2-3 weeks. With 90 Day, they obviously are shooting for 3 months. You're getting a little bit more of a caption of their lives than versus like, I know I Love a Mama's Boy is like less than 2 months. You know, you're not, so you're getting to know them somewhat. But like before the 90 days, they only shoot for literally like 2 weeks. That's it. So whatever you get in 2 weeks, you have 2 weeks to become comfortable in front of the camera, for the audience to get to know you. That's it. So, you know, I try to remember they're real people that have now, you know, gained some amount of fame, and here they are. But I just think it's so tragic what's gone on with them and those little boys. I mean, the boys are so cute. They're so adorable. It's just, it's really, really sad. So hopefully they're safe. That's all I care about, that the boys are safe. And then, you know, we'll see how it unfolds. I think Paul's been pretty much all over his social media. Corinne seems to be coming back a little bit, so we'll see what happens. This week's episode, so season 9, episode 11 of 90 Day Fiancé. I mean, again, greatest season. Aside from Plathville, and I Love a Mama's Boy's off to a good season too. Seeking Sister Wife, it's good. And I'm going to do a whole dedicated episode on Seeking Sister Wife, because I swear, I think all the first wives are literally trying to kill the men, just like in a slow way. I think we're watching like a murder live, really. I mean, don't you? Like, I mean, it's just like, they're like, yeah, get another wife. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Like, have unprotected sex with her. Yeah. I mean, they're like anything they can do for him to get like some sort of serious illness or like anything. They're like, uh-huh, yeah. I'm just like, these women are so smart. Who the fuck wants to be in a polygamous relationship? I mean, are you kidding? I don't judge at all, but I'll tell you, Seeking Sister Wife is the hardest show for me to not drop judgment on. So hard. I mean, it really is, because I'm just like, your kids have to be so messed up. Like, really? Multiple parents in the house and they think that's a great thing? Now, look, I have a child. I know it takes a community to raise a child. But I mean, also, like, I go to couples therapy and there's like, our therapist talks all about like how, you know, your kids should see like a loving relationship. They should see you resolve conflict. You should talk about, like, I mean, to me, you're, what do they think is happening with 3 or 4 different women? And you think you're going to resolve conflict with all these 3 or 4 different women? I mean, these kids must be so confused. They're like, well, I can't even keep straight. Was this conflict with my mom, my other mom, my third mom, my fourth mom? Now he's auditioning a fifth and they don't know if she'll work out. Anyhow, whew. So 90 Day Fiancé this week, we saw a lot of attention to Ari and Binny. And I'm sorry, I can't, again, I me, I go, I don't judge. You know what? I got some judgments. Who is that close with their ex? Ari brought in her ex, you know, that she was married to, and he's there helping her take a pregnancy test. He's driving to the store with Benny to get the pregnancy test and asking questions from Benny, how many kids do you want? And then going back to Ari, you know, Benny wants 10 kids and you don't want that many kids, right? Excuse me, I don't even fucking remember his name because I can't believe he's there. I have known people, I have worked with coworkers who are best friends with their exes. So this happens in real life. I know it. I know it. I myself, I don't wish any ill will on any of my exes. They taught me great, great lessons of men that I didn't want for the most part. And some things that I took with me that I was like, oh, I want that in a guy, but I want him to be younger, whatever. But I can't imagine bringing to Schman my ex, who, by the way, on the radio, we used to call Old Man Ed because he was 15 years older than me. His name was Ed. Very nice man. They always used to call him Old Man Ed on the thing. I mean, if Old Man Ed was rolling up in here, you know, advising us on baby number two, I hope the fuck Schman would put his foot down and be like, to hell with it. Like, what? No, we're not like, I'm not driving to the store with your ex to like get a pregnancy test. It is, I feel for Benny. I don't know. I mean, you could tell Benny is uncomfortable. And I'm always like, God, is it just the green card? Is it like he's got to kind of play the game to get the green card? Is that why he's putting up with the ex? And then we can get him the fuck out of the scene.
Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things? Don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to You Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any You Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU, You Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schman has their standing desk, and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS.
I'm sorry. It's uncomfortable. And Ari should step in. Do these people have no respect for their marriages? I saw the best tweet, by the way, on Twitter, and it's like, who knew that we'd all be rooting for Kara and Guillermo to make it, and they'd be the most stable couple. It's like, it's true. It's true. I can't. Oh, and Barbie and Ken doll. That's what I refer to Jabri and Mignona as, because, I mean, they dress alike. They look like Margaret Robey and Ryan Gosling, who are doing this Ken doll, Ken and Barbie movie. They look like them. They're out there in South Dakota dressing alike all the time. I mean, what in the Ken and Barbie doll are we doing? And after all that we went through at that damn dinner table with his mom sticking up for her and the mom playing therapist and just legitimizing everyone's feelings, and then she's right back to this goddamn beach wedding. And you know he's going to do it. You know they're married. They're married. They posted their engagement pictures at a beach because she hates South Dakota weather. I got to agree with her on that one. We didn't get any Emily and Kobe this week, but we'll get them next week. Obviously, very tragic for Guillermo. His brother passed away very ill. That was so tragic. But, you know, you see them having a good time. I mean, I got to say, I like them. They actually seem to like each other and enjoy each other. Poor Shida and Bilal. I mean, does Shida and Bilal even enjoy one another? It's so hard to watch them on camera. I mean, they're together. They're together in real life still. And I believe Mary. I would love to get them on because I just haven't seen one thing that's enjoyable about them together, either one. He comes across so cheesy, condescending, like a spoiled brat if he doesn't get his way. And I mean, the guy's obviously a legitimate realtor. Not that he can't still be a spoiled brat, but I mean, he just like nothing about them is loving and fun. And then Bilal's ex-wife coming to the house going, oh, I want to have a conversation, sign that prenup because I want to make sure my kids are taken care of and generational wealth is happening. And I don't know what your intentions are. Is Bilal setting? It just is like a hit job on Shida. I cannot believe she has not gone back to Trinidad. I really can't. Like, she to me is so blindly in love with Bilal because who would put up with that? And Bilal to me, I mean, she does the yoga thing. She entertains him while he's doing stupid things. I think somebody fired it. Oh, fuck off. Get in downward dog and shut your mouth for a minute, you know, for God's sakes. And she puts up with all that. And then at the end, he's like, well, I still don't like your attitude. I don't like, oh, she's like, can we just make up for 1 second? Can we just, I mean, he can't even have fun. It's crazy. I don't know. I thought the ex-wife was way out of line to do it that way, like coming in hot like that. Look, I mean, I know this is probably a setup, but it's just, it was like, what is Bilal's intentions? Like, I just feel like they're putting the pressure on her, the heat on her, and making her feel like she isn't shit. It's like, people do work in other countries, you guys know, right? Like, people do have other successful careers and all that stuff. Yes, they come to America, but holy shit. That was just so crazy. I get where she's coming from a mom's point of view. Of course, she wants to make sure that her children do get a piece of the pie or whatever, you know, when Bilal passes on or if something happens to him. I totally get that. But it's just like, wow, to roll up in there. I mean, take Shida. Do they drink? I don't know. Do they drink? No. Have a glass of wine. Do it outside, not at the kitchen counter. Lord. Whew, rough. Rough. And then there's Muhammad. I mean, what do we even say? I don't even know. I don't even know what to say about Muhammad. And I take it from everybody. And the poor guy, I mean, I think he's got 10,000 followers on Instagram, which is good. It's not great. And I just feel like from the audience point, no one's even into them. And I almost feel like people now think a little bit less of Eve because it's like, why are you with this man child? It's just so, you know, he, of course, makes no bones about it that he wants his green card because he wants to go back and see his mom. Okay. You know, I'm super invested in Kara and Guillermo. Okay, by the way, I'm super invested in Emily and Kobe. Love it. Kobe, by the way, go on his Instagram. He's always giving motivational talks. I'm actually really into them. I love his smile. I love the whole thing. I'm in so into them. Ari and Benny, I like Benny. I'm rooting for Benny, so I follow them a little bit. I actually like Jabri and Mignona, but I just feel like they already, like, I feel like they're just playing it up for their promotional reasons. And then, now, Bilal and Shida, I'm trying to get into it, but I'm not sure I can. I really enjoyed this tweet, too, from somebody from B. Mazden on Twitter. How did Balloon Chick and Ricky Ricardo become the most stable couple in this crazy show? Hashtag 90 Day Fiance. I thought, that's pretty good. I like that. Anyway, it is an epic, epic show. So many shows to get to. And I will be doing more episodes because like I said, I need to do a whole nother podcast on the breakdown of I Love a Mama's Boy, where that season is going. Because we've been introduced to a mom and son duo that did a sexual healing dance coming up for his wedding, Ethan. Whew. I was really sad about losing some of the couples on I Love a Mama's Boy. And then I'm like, oh my God, the casting this season is savage. It's so good. So good. Okay. You can follow me on TikTok at The Sarah Fraser Show. I do all my TLC talk there. I love your messages. I got a really sweet message from someone that was like, oh my God, I'm obsessed with TLC shows. I have no one to talk about them. And now I found The Sarah Fraser Show and crew. And hey, we're here for you. The talkers are here for you. And we're ready to chat on TikTok at The Sarah Fraser Show. As I mentioned, if you would like a t-shirt, you can social media about the show. Facebook, Twitter, IG story, tag me at The Sarah Fraser Show, or purchase from my sponsors. Just take a screen grab when you order something, and then you can put it in my Instagram inbox, or thesarahfrasershow@gmail.com is my email, and just drop it there. I'll send you a free Sarah Fraser Show t-shirt, and the shipping is on me. All right, we'll see you guys next. I mean, I do shows 7 days a week, so I mean, it's like 7 days of Sarah. You know, if you like this, you can get more tomorrow. If not, I'll do a whole other TLC recap next week. All right, bye.